There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to the Karma You podcast. This is your host, Chloe Brotheridge. I'm a coach, a hypnotherapist, and I'm the author of The Anxiety Solution and Brave New Girl. And this podcast is all about helping you to become your calmest, happiest, and most confident self. Hello, hello. Thank you so much for joining me today. Hope you're doing well. I am going to talk about something that I see as a kind of a mistake or a thing that trips us up when it comes to our mental health and our well-being. And this may apply to lots of different areas in your life, aside from mental health as well. And yeah, I'm going to get straight into this conversation, basically. So it's a bit of a slightly gross story. So if that's going to offend you, it's not the worst, most gross thing ever, but it's a little bit gross. So if that's going to offend you, you know, shut your ears now. But a couple of years ago, I got water in my ear and it created this kind of like blockage in my ear. I couldn't really hear out of the ear. It was a bit uncomfortable. And if you've ever had a blocked ear, it's kind of horrible because you feel quite disconnected from the world. And so for several days after this ear got blocked, I kind of felt like I was in a bit of a daze and couldn't hear properly, and it was kind of annoying, and I was trying all sorts of things to try and unblock it. And this ear blocking thing was an intermittent issue that I had for months, if not possibly like years afterwards. Every now and then, every few months, the ear would kind of get blocked again, and it was as though I thought to myself, oh, it's probably just some water that's in there that's kind of just needs to work its way out. And so I was basically putting up with this intermittent issue of water in my ear and not really doing anything about it, to be honest. And things reached ahead a few months ago when I got a horrible, horrible headache and pain in my ear, earache, headache, jaw ache that spread down to my jaw. And I was basically kind of ill with it for about 5 days, taking painkillers. And not wanting to take painkillers because I was pregnant at the time, and not being able to sleep because it was so painful, all that sort of thing. Anyway, I finally, after a few days of this, went to the doctor and had to go to the walk-in clinic and wait like a couple of hours to see the doctor because, yeah, anyone else in the UK will know it can be quite hard to find and get doctor's appointments, sadly. And the doctor looked at my ear, took one look in, and he said, your ears are really full of wax. Sorry, it's quite disgusting. And you need to go and have them cleaned out. And so after like 5 days of being in quite a lot of pain with this earache, I went and booked like a last minute emergency appointment at this ear wax cleaning place where they get these like, I can only describe it as being like a tiny like suction device that like suctions inside your ears and cleans them out. And of course they do show you what they pull out, which is extremely gross and also very satisfying. But immediately after having my ears cleaned, the earache had gone. The pain in my jaw was gone. And this issue of having this blocked ear intermittently completely resolved itself. I mean, a big part of me was kicking myself. Why the hell didn't I not get this looked at sooner? Why was I putting up with this issue for so long, assuming that it was something that couldn't be fixed, assuming that no one could help me, that it was something that was going to get better on its own? Yeah, feeling unbelievably grateful to the person who hoovered my ears and made them so much better. And I was basically on a high for days afterwards, like, I can hear so well, I've not got earache anymore. Anyway, the point of telling you the story is that I am someone who is very good at self-care and taking care of themselves. I always go to the dentist, I meditate every day, and I know I'm very privileged to be able to do those things. But
I still, you know, with regards to this issue, was telling myself things like, oh, I'll get that sorted later, or there's nothing that can really be done about this, or, oh, I'll just wait for it to resolve itself, those sorts of things. So I'm inviting you to think about, do you tell yourself those sorts of things when it comes to an aspect of your health, your well-being, your mental health, your anxiety, perhaps? So often these types of thoughts are what stop us from either getting help or doing things, taking action in a way that's going to help us with our health or our mental health. So there can be so many different things that can be going on. And I just want to caveat this and want to say that, of course, issues of privilege and money and time, you know, I'm lucky that I could pay to have my ears cleaned. I could take time off work to go to the walk-in center to see the GP and all those sorts of things I know that I have on my side. And so not everyone has those. However, I'm still inviting you to consider these questions to see if they apply for you, because for so many people that I work with, there are real constraints, like not being able to get a GP appointment. That is a real thing here in England. And money and time, obviously. But also these mindset things can come into it as well. So questions for you are to consider. Are you someone that puts other people first and not yourself? So are you the first person to go with your elderly parent to a doctor's appointment, or a child to go and get some help, but you wouldn't do that for yourself? For so many reasons, you know, particularly as women, we're raised to be nurturers and to put other people first. And sometimes we can come at the bottom of the pile. But just to remind you that your health and well-being is so important and is just as important as those other people that you love in your life as well.
This episode is sponsored by the Hypnotherapy Collection. So you might have heard me talk about how I first discovered hypnotherapy about 12 years ago now, and how it was the one thing that could cut through my anxiety and low self-esteem and actually create a shift. For you, you might have read the self-help books, been to the workshops, had the therapy, but nothing seems to stick. Or you try out that new meditation, routine, or mindset technique, and it seems to work for a bit, but you soon find yourself frustrated and back at square one. If change feels hard, I want you to know that it's not your fault. When you realize that 95% of your thoughts, feelings, and habits come from your unconscious programming, it all starts to make sense. So if you're struggling with things like never feeling good enough, being unable to switch off, relax, and enjoy the moment, if you struggle with setting boundaries, with burnout, or with your confidence, I have just the thing for you. Enter the Hypnotherapy Collection. Hypnotherapy allows us to address things at that deep, unconscious level so that we can make shifts. And by the way, if you haven't tried hypnotherapy before, it's basically one of the most relaxing things you can do, kind of like a massage or a holiday for your brain, where you lie down in your bed or your sofa, close your eyes and let the hypnotherapy do the work for you. What could be better than that? In the Hypnotherapy Collection, you'll get 12 of my most powerful hypnotherapy sessions that help you with things like letting go of the things that you want to let go of, increasing your self-love and self-worth, sleeping better and more deeply, boosting your energy and motivation, feeling more positive, healing shame, and healing the inner child, plus loads more. And you also get some bonuses. I've popped in there 4 bonus affirmation recordings to help you to change your self-talk, feel more positive, improve your confidence, and reduce your anxiety. These recordings are the perfect thing to listen to after work, to switch off from the day, before bed, to help you to sleep better, first thing in the morning to set yourself up for the day. Or if you wake up in the night, they're a brilliant thing to listen to then as well. When you download them, you get to keep them forever and return to them whenever you need to. So you can head over to my website, karma-u.com/collection, to grab them now and start feeling better from the first listen. And use the code PODCAST at checkout to save 20%. That's PODCAST, all in capital letters. To save 20%, head over to karma-u.com/collection.
Do you believe that change isn't possible for you. And this is one that I see a lot. And it's interesting how it showed up for me in the case of this ear issue. Oh, there's nothing that can be done. And this is something I hear all the time about anxiety. I know when I was starting off on my journey to help myself with anxiety, this came up a lot for me. It's not possible. This is just the way I am. I'm just an anxious person. I'm just someone that worries. I'm just a worrier, and there's not much I can do about it. So just notice if that shows up for you in your life, that you actually don't believe that change is possible. And of course, I want to remind you that change is always possible, because things never stay the same. And we are always changing. Every part of your body is changing every second. Things are moving in and out of cells, and neural pathways are rearranging themselves depending on what you think and what you tell yourself. So change is always happening. Perhaps you're telling yourself something like, you don't deserve to get help, or you don't deserve to make the time to go to the doctors or go to the dentist or go and get therapy. And this can be a subconscious thing for many people. And we're not even consciously aware of it, but there's this deep sense that, you know, perhaps we think we're worthless, or that perhaps we think we're not lovable, or that, yeah, we don't deserve that self-care or that time for ourselves or that support. And so, yeah, it's quite a painful one, this one, but really worth exploring whether it has to do with deserving for you. Maybe you think that things will get better by themselves, like me and the ear thing. Don't need to take any action on that. It'll just sort itself out. But of course, it comes back and back again. And unfortunately, with things like anxiety, it is something that, unless we're working at the root of it and we're really taking action and making changes and working on our mindset and our subconscious programming, it can be something that follows us around. So something that I see a lot is thinking that when the circumstances change, that your mental health will get better. And that may be the case. I hope it's the case. But unfortunately, what can happen is our mental health stays with us, because the problem is not an external problem much of the time. It's actually got to do with our own way of thinking about things, the way our bodies respond to different situations. It's an inner game. It's the internal change that needs to be made, rather than getting a new job, or moving house, or getting a new partner. Those things that we often think are going to resolve our problems, these external things, when actually the problem is an internal one. And instead of thinking it's going to get better by itself, or when things change externally, we need to be working and helping ourselves from within and tackling our anxieties, or whatever health issue it might be, well-being issue it might be, at the internal level. So yeah, a few kind of things to get you thinking about what could be at the root of things for you, and some questions to get you thinking so that you're not making these mistakes that so many of us make when it comes to our mental health. So yeah, just some other things you might want to consider. You might want to consider in your life, what is it that you are tolerating? What is it that you're putting up with and not taking action on, for perhaps some of the reasons that I just mentioned? So it might be that you're tolerating the fact that you get really, really anxious before having to present at work. And you kind of just put up with it because it's the way you've always been. But actually, if you're honest with yourself, that's something that you're tolerating. And actually, your life would be a lot better if you got some help for that or took some action to feel more confident when it comes to speaking in public. Maybe it has to do with anxiety. Maybe it's a niggling health issue. Maybe you too have a blocked ear, and this is the sign that you've been waiting for to go and get your ears suctioned. You know, are there niggles that you've been putting up with? Are you expecting things to get better by themselves? And all the evidence is suggesting that they're not going to get better by themselves, because you've been feeling anxious for 10 years and not had things really get better. And just this final kind of question is to ask, if you were treating yourself the way you treat your loved ones, or the way you would want your loved ones to treat themselves, what would you be doing differently? And I'm reminded of my friend Sharu Azadi for that one. She talks about this idea in her book, The Kindness Method, about how do we want our loved ones to treat themselves. You know, we want our loved ones to be getting their ears cleaned and going to the doctors and getting therapy when they're struggling and going out and putting themselves first. And actually, you know, those are the things that we, you know, can really want for ourselves as well, because we are just as deserving as anyone else of kindness and compassion and care. So if you're thinking about how you could be treating yourself like gold, you might want to consider these different arenas for this. So it might be the physical world around you, your physical environment. It might be the emotional realm. It might be in terms of your thoughts, your relationships, your body, your business or your career. And so really thinking about things in terms of these areas and are the things that you're tolerating, are the things that you're putting up with, not taking action on or expecting things to get better by themselves. So I hope that's been useful. Kind of quite a deep topic and nuanced. I totally get that this is a nuanced topic, and in a short podcast, I can't possibly talk about all the different nuances that might come up with this, but hopefully it's given you some thoughts and triggered some maybe ideas on things that you could be considering or doing differently. So I'm inviting you to come on over to my website. If you like this episode, if you want more, I've got blogs, I've got loads of podcasts, we've got about 200 episodes now, and I've got free resources such as the workbook that I've made for high functioning anxiety, which you can get at karma-u.com/workbook. So thank you for listening. Thank you for joining me. I hope you're doing well today, whatever you're doing. And hopefully you'll join me again on this podcast. And yeah, just wishing you a great week ahead and sending lots of love. You have been listening to the Karma U podcast with me, Chloe Bretheridge. Don't forget, you can download loads of freebies for anxiety and confidence at my website, karmau.com. You can also find out about my app and my one-on-one sessions. Please do subscribe to this podcast in the Apple Podcast app. And if you have enjoyed it or found it helpful, please leave me a review. It makes a massive difference to helping the podcast get discovered by other people. And come on over and find me on Instagram. I'm hanging out there every day. You can find me at Chloe Bretheridge. Let me know what you thought of this episode. And please do share it with anyone who might need to hear this today. So I'm sending you loads of love, and I hope you have a brilliant week ahead.